I'm still waiting for. I think we see about another 4 more minutes. We should have Diego Magalhães. He's supposed to be calling in here on to Leave the Ring. He signed on with PBC. We're just okay. So I'm just interested, you know, finding out the game plan for him as well, man. You know, because I believe he signed with PBC before. I'm pretty sure he signed with the PBC promotions before the whole COVID-19 shut everything down. You know, but I'm curious, what was the conversation piece between Al Heyman and himself? Which kind of led him to say, I'm going to go with you guys, because, you know, I don't know. I don't know if, you know, if Amilcar, if there was any other offers. I think it was a great move on his part to go with PBC. COVID-19, man, has been knocking everybody out. They're undefeated.
Yeah, they are. And despite what people say about the PBC, you know, you speak to fighters and the PBC, according to them, treats them quite well. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's hard to find anybody. I think out of 20 guys, I maybe have gotten one guy that had something bad to say about the PBC. But other than that, I believe we have Diego Magalhães with us. Diego, are you there, brother?
I'm here. Thank you for having me.
¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? How you been, brother? It's been a minute since we last talked to you.
It's been a while, but, I mean, I'm in a much better place than, you know, I was a year and a half ago. I'll tell you that.
That's good, man. That's good.
Lots of things have changed. Yes, lots of things have changed dramatically. I'm still processing everything.
So that leads to my first question. You went with PBC. You signed a deal with PBC. What enticed you, man? What made you go, I'm going to go with these guys? What did they promise you that they'll get for you?
Well, I mean, look, PBC right now, they've got a lot of the champions, a lot of the ones that everyone wants to see and fight. I go back with all these fighters too. You know, every time I made it to the nationals in the amateurs, you know, you see a lot of the fighters that were out there, you know, with holding belts right now. But, you know, just being there and being a part of their team, it was funny because Sam Watson was the first one to greet me upon walking out of that victory. When I came down the stairs, he opened with wide arm, open arms. He goes, welcome to the team. At that point, I was like, wow, things are back to where they're supposed to be. You know, I saw a big, bright future ahead of me as soon as he said that. And I leaned in, gave him a hug, and I was like, all right, let's keep this this show going. So, I mean, what they're talking about is for my future is, you know, I would like for them to put me in front of a Gervonta Davis eventually. You know, that's the fight I'm looking for. I'm ranked number 8 in the world in that, for the IBS, so winning this fight will definitely put me in the top spot, I believe, you know. And at this point in my career, that's where I'm headed, you know, the world titles. I've came so close. Who in the hell is going to come, you know, this close? You know, third time is a charm for me. I'm grown. I've learned so much. I've been through hell and back. You know what I mean? I know what to expect now. So
right.
I'm going, no matter what, I'm going balls out.
Do you feel like you got a major player on your side this time around? Do you feel like, okay, I got somebody that's going to go to bat for me and get me what I want?
Yeah, definitely. I played the B-side since my last, you know, for, I don't know, last 4 years, you know, being the opponent, you know, and I went to Nashville and I took what was mine. I went down there and I just took it. All the odds were against me. I was fighting a hometown kid. I was fighting, you know, the promoter, the judges. Everyone was on the opposite side, you know. So it's things like that that just make you grow as a fighter too. It's like, whoa, you think it's impossible, but you get in there and you do it and you focus. And man, and now the tables turn. Now I'm on the opposite side, like you said. And now I'm, you know, I feel like they are going to look out because I impressed them. They told me to my face, hey, you impressed the hell out of me. and I think a lot of it was from, you know, everyone saw the last fight, you know, over a year ago, and they were like, you know, he's done. But I went in there, I showed him something different, and they were like, wow. So that's what I plan on doing for you know, the next fight for the remainder of my career is wowing everybody.
Yeah. Diego, it's Amilcar. It was great speaking to you again. We spoke last time you were on the show. And it's exciting to hear the news that, you know, you're kind of taking the reins of your career and spearheading it towards a new direction. I'd like to know kind of what led to you really taking the decision to join the PBC. What about it specifically to appeal to you as a boxer?
Their platform, you know, the fighters, how they run their shows, just everything, the people behind it. You know, there's really, really intelligent people who know this sport, who've been around long, way long, and put their, you know, their due diligence behind it, you know, to set up the right fights and to move the fighters where they need to be. That alone, you know, I'm like, okay, this is where I need to be. I'm no longer an up-and-comer. I am I'm a veteran in this game now. Let's figure it out. Put the numbers there and let me get in the ring and do my job.
You know, I don't know about you, Milcar, but I think for Diego, if when it comes back, when PBC decides to come back, and if they don't got nothing scheduled for you, Diego, I would not mind hearing you commentate, bro.
Then you know what's funny? Earlier in my career with Top Rank, ESPN did approach me. They approached mm-hmm. me with, you know, hey, you know, we should figure something out. Have you ever thought about it? And I said, look, I went – when I was going to community college just shortly after high school, I took some classes and I went to community college, CSN in Southern Nevada, and I took some classes there. And I soon dropped out because I decided to turn pro. So I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, put my head. I was so like, this is my profession. I'm going to do it. So I dropped out of the classes I was taking. I was taking communications and stuff like that, going towards the marketing side because it's always been something that I did focus on, and I liked it. You know, when I took drama in seventh grade, you know, I took it seventh grade and eighth grade, and it was kind of something like where I wanted to find myself. So I recently did a show with the Best in Boxing, and they broadcast fights in Tijuana. And Armando Barreno, who brought me on along his team a while back, and he just got it up and running again. And, you know, I did the show. It was a live show, a podcast that he runs. And he showcases, you know, these small-time fighters. They are in their, you know, the pro debuts and nothing more than, you know, 10 fights. And I got a lot of good feedback. So when you bring that up and you bring it to my attention, it's definitely something that kind of motivates me and pushes me a little forward to do something like that. I'm super excited for it. So, yeah, I would love to do something.
What have they spoken to you about the plan for? I mean, are you sitting out the rest of 2020, or is there something scheduled that they're talking to you about so far?
So my next fight, they're talking about August 22nd, could be the 28th, and then my contract, it did say possibly even the first week in September. September 5th, I think, is the Saturday. For my next fight. So COVID has this entire world just, you know, unsure about anything, you know. But I'm scheduled to fight Isaac Cruz from Mexico City, another young kid, you know, who's willing to come and take my head off, you know, come August 22nd. As far as that goes. That's the date I have in mind. They haven't changed anything, but that's the fight that's going to put me in position to claim the IBF title. Now, it's Teofimo who holds that title and who's going to be fighting Lomachenko. So that'd be really good to see. I believe, in my opinion, Lomachenko takes that one.
Really? Why is that?
He's just overall Lomachenko is you know, they built Teofimo to be this like one hitter quitter type guy, right? And in my fight, you know, I didn't go 100%. I didn't go 90. I didn't go 80%. That fight that I was in there, I was sick weeks before, you know. And I decided as a fighter that I was going to – I overruled everyone, but it was my decision. I was still going to go and fight. And, you know, it didn't turn out the way, you know, it was supposed to. I wasn't at my best. But I feel that Lomachenko has – the ability, just as his boxing, you know, he's talked about pound for pound because of his boxing ability. He's in there and he gives you these angles, and I think that's something that Teofimo was going to have some problems with. You know, it's the movement. You can't hit a solid target that's right there in front of you. And when I got loose and I got reckless, I was a solid target, which made him look great in landing those big shots.
What I was gonna say was this: listeners are gonna go like, "Oh, Diego, but you got knocked out. Oh, Diego, you're just sounding, you know, bitter about it, et cetera, et cetera."
No, I went after the fight. I went over there and shook his hand, congratulated him. So there was no bitterness there, you know. But I understand what you're saying.
Right, but I mean that's a fight that you would want as a rematch, right?
Oh, definitely. I would say, yeah, I wouldn't say no to any fighter out there, you know. I go in there with a strategy. I go in there with my heart. And if I haven't showcased and proven that already, that I go balls to the wall when I get in the ring, you know, I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior in there. And that's pretty much everything what everyone was saying after that fight in particular. You went down like a warrior and you kept getting up. You're courageous. You are of something else. You're like a zombie. Just kept coming back. I'm like, hey man, that's who I am. That's my personality. There's no quitting in me ever. You know, I've been put down. I'll get back up and keep fighting. And that's, I think, what the fans love about me. You know, and
right.
I just look forward to getting back out there.
Awesome. So who are you targeting, Diego? You know, Teofimo Lopez aside, like who are the top names? I'm guessing they would be PBC fighters, right?
Yeah, Gervonta Davis is the one that I would target. You know, if any of those other fights were possible and could be made, which I know they can, but the one in my division would be Tank. You know, I would target him. I feel that he has
Javier Fortuna's with the PBC too, isn't he?
That's right. Yes. That's exactly right. And I think he's got a fight with Linares, I think, right? Did they just sign something?
Yeah, I believe. I mean, what we see right now, yes, but you know, that can all change. You know how boxing is.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Here's my last question for you. I don't know if a Mil Cards guy anymore, but this is my last one for you. Hey, your brother just got announced right now that the sanction wants your brother to fight Navarrete. Let me ask you, what are your thoughts about that fight?
I love that fight. I think it's a huge fight. I think it's big. Navarrete's got a big, big fan base. You know, they're both Mexican fighters. I think the sport of boxing wants to see that, especially since there hasn't been a big, big, good fight like that one. That's a big name. I think, Jesse's his own worst enemy. You know, Jesse can beat anybody at 26. Jesse could beat, hands down. It could be anybody. Jesse's just solid. You know what I mean? His speed, his last fight, the guy just kept nutshotting him. But, Jesse getting in the ring in the right frame of mind and shape, and you know he can't beat him. But like I said, he's his own worst enemy. You know, we all know that. And Jesse's starting to see, hey, these fights are only bigger, better. He wants to get back on top where he was, and he wants to own it. He wants to be able to defend it. We talk about this all the time. He goes, hey, I want to go out there. I want. We share something in common. That's our two sons that we both have and we both love. And he goes, now, you know, it's different. You know, I'm not fighting for me. I have something to fight for now. I fight for Leo, you know, and I tell him the same. The same works for me. We go to work and we kick ass and we come back home and celebrate with our kids.
Who would you have? Amilcar, who would you have in that fight, man? What do you think about that? I love the fight, first off. I think it's going to be a great fight.
That's a good one, and I agree with Diego about Jesse. I think if he trains appropriately and dedicates himself, I mean, there's no one out there that he can't put up a great performance against.
What weaknesses do you see right now with Navarrete? Obviously you're going to be talking to your brother about this. What would be one of the like things that you would point out for Jesse to keep an eye on and work on?
Navarrete he's a solid guy, but I see, and this goes with any fighter too. But when he feels like he struck you or he decides he wants to open up on power, he starts to open up. And that's where my brother can come in. When he opens up, you know, because it's not A to B. For him, he opens up to make that solid blow. He wants to take you out. But he's putting way too much behind it, too much emphasis, and it's showing, you know. That's where you can sneak something in, and Jesse's fast enough to do something like that.
Oh man, I hope it follows through, and I hope it happens.
And I like the fact that he's tall.
Navarrete, right?
Taller than my brother. Yeah, my brother likes.
Yeah.
We like fighting taller guys. For some reason, we know how to make our way inside. You know, it's never. Our whole amateur career, every time we got in there, we always got in there with taller guys. So for us, it's like, hey, the first two rounds starts off slow until we start digging that body. We start digging that body, and we get past their guard, and we start ripping them.
How do you – go ahead. I'm sorry, Milcar. Go for it. What are you going to say?
No, I was just going to ask Diego, what he felt about Verdejo's performance, and if he saw it, because I know Verdejo's another guy in his weight class that's kind of on the comeback trail.
You know, that's a fight that's been approached to me we've approached a couple times in the past when I was still signed to Top Rank, but he always priced himself out. I mean, he looked good. He looked good in his fight, but I don't know. Who has he really fought? Who has he fought? Has he been tested? I don't think so. I haven't seen anybody that he's been in the ring with that he's, you know, like a real big name. Somebody that.
No, he's definitely been riding the tailwind of his amateur career. As a pro,
sure.
You're right. He hasn't really tested himself.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
No.
But, hey man, he got in there. He did his job. You know, that's the important part. You get in there, and no matter who they put in front of you, just you don't turn it down. And that's one thing that I can favor myself for. I've never turned any fighter away. I've stepped up to every challenge and taken it, whether I was supposed to or where I should have or shouldn't have. You know, but I continue trucking. You know, I love the sport of boxing, and I'm 100% to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, like I said, it's always a pleasure having you on, brother. We can't wait to get, you know, when that fight is coming up, I'd like to get you back on, you know, and we could talk about that schedule fight. Hopefully it follows through that the COVID-19 doesn't TKO that schedule. And stuff, man. But thanks for coming on, bro. I really appreciate it, man.
Oh,
as always, bro.
Yeah, which is,
yeah. Thank you so much, Diego.
I was with my brother, and I was talking to him, and I was like, "Hey, we got big, big plans. You know, we can both have titles at the end of this year or the start of the next year." And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Cause you know, I've been doing real estate for a little over a year in Vegas." And
oh, wow.
He did approach me with my, well, yeah, he says, hey, you know, I just fought. I got another fight coming up. You know, I want, what would you think about, you know, where should I buy my next house? So I told him a couple places, and then at the end of it, we kind of just sat down, looked at each other, and we're like, well, why don't we do something together and partner up on you know, on a couple places?
Right.
We can start building some rentals. And he thought about it, and I think we might just do that, you know? It's something that we can do together. He trusts me, obviously. You know, he came to me, was asking for my advice. I've done I've made some good money in real estate on my first and second house. So he goes, hey, your routine and how you do things is a great way. Let's do something. So we definitely have to motivate ourselves. Like I said, we shared the same ideas with our son. Now we're starting a whole new project in real estate. So we definitely need to get in there, work hard, train hard, and get these victories to accomplish that.
Yeah, no, definitely, brother. Hell yeah, man. No, we wish you all the luck, man. I hope you guys are able to fulfill everything that you guys are chasing. Yeah.
If promising comes around, you know, I'm not gonna say no to that. You know,
I say do it. Yeah, man. Yeah, do it, brother. Anyways, man, we got to get going on over here on Leaving Ring, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. It was a pleasure.
All right. No
As
problem.
Always.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Diego. Hope to have you on again.
Well, there you go, Diego Magaleno signed with PBC. You heard it. Hopefully, he gets his fight. Hopefully, COVID-19 doesn't knock that out of the ring. He gets back in there and works towards getting that title.